League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues live from the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. Countdown to the National Football League draft continues. We're on the clock. Let's do this thing. Let's go. We're also getting ready to tip off the Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers in elimination game. Toronto Raptors try to extend this to seven. We've discussed this in the past. No team in NBA history has ever come back from three games to none. Only three teams in Cam in NBA history have actually extended the series to seven games. That's what the Raptors are looking to do. We're playing the Raptors first quarter, Raptors first half, Raptors game.
Love it. As I told you before, man, I love what this team is doing. They have a new recipe, and sometimes injury, other guys step up. All their young guys. You know what it is about this team, Renzi? It's amazing. They all grew up together, 905ers. They come in there, and these are kids, and now they're taking their game national stage and just getting better, better, better all the time. And they're attacking Joel Embiid. They're putting them in bad situations. And if other guys aren't helping him out, they could be in big trouble. Get the big man in foul trouble. Make him work. And that's a strategy for going to game seven.
Now we see the footage live right now, right down the street from us outside the Bellagio. A lot of people out there, Ken.
A lot of people.
Yeah,
you're telling me, man.
A lot of people.
That's crazy.
It's a beautiful day, though. Beautiful day. Perfect weather for an NFL draft, actually. It's not too hot, but it's a nice.
Oh, it's there.
Perfect weather for a draft. Like I said, football fans having a great time here from all over the world. We got a big boxing match here at MGM Grand this weekend as well. NBA playoffs set to tip off here. So if you're just joining us right now, Trayvon Walker remains minus 500 to be the top pick. Minus 500 to be the top pick. Ekwonu is plus 450 to be the top pick. Hutchinson plus 450. Evan Neal 20-1. Kayvon Thibodeau 30. Second overall pick. We discussed this about 25 minutes ago. Aiden Hutchinson was minus 190 to be the second pick. Now minus 225. Now minus 225. It's good play, but I wouldn't lay it.
No.
Just because I'm not convinced that Trayvon Walker is actually going to be the top pick. To me, the best bet that we've come up with on the scene here right now is the wide receiver play. Over-under, wide receivers taken in the first round, over-under 6.5, doesn't get to 7. I don't buy it. I just don't see it.
Here's another one, Gabe. You know, we talked about the quarterbacks. Malik Willis is minus 200, okay? Kenny Pickett could go ahead of him at plus 150.
Yeah.
That's something I think that needs to be considered. I know I talked about the hands and all, but this guy was. See, this is the thing, how things change. You watch, we call it college football all year. He was the top-rated guy basically the whole damn time.
Yeah.
And you look at and then all of a sudden things just switch.
Since then.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Yep.
They hype them up, and then after, the kid hasn't even played a game since, and he's stuck. Because what? And people just talk and talk and talk. I know. I believe I've got this bet in at like plus 250, Kev. I would not be surprised. Listen, there hasn't been a lot of shock, or there's not a lot of drama as far as the draft is concerned so far. But to me, I think where the first whoa could be Seattle taking Kenny Pickett, Atlanta taking Malik Willis. Where the Atlanta Falcons select, boom, Malik Willis. Whoa, right? I think it could happen. I really do. I think teams like Pickett and Willis more than the media is pretending or leading you to believe. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. Shout out to everybody joining us on whatever digital platform and all our affiliates. that you were joining us on. Shout out to everybody here live at the MGM Grand. We're getting ready for tip-off in Toronto. I did not look, Cam, but I'm going to look right now. Not that I have any power over this, but who are the referees for this game?
Excellent question. Who knows?
I mean, it's going to be my boy. I know it's going to be Ed Malloy, huh?
Yeah, just don't have one of the hired goons.
If it's Mark Davis, it's a good sign.
Yeah.
Said, no, it's not true. We lost with Mark Davis the other night. Some of that stuff doesn't, like...
Well, it's trends that eventually come to an end. That's what they are. It's hard to just keep on winning. I'd say at the roulette wheel, it's not going to show up black 14 times. 12 out of 13 is pretty damn good, though.
All right, so NBA officials, who is it tonight?
Are they friendly? Do they look friendly? Who knows? No, you're right, though. I just can't believe, too, in that league. It's so crazy to me how certain, like, oh, this referee and
Zach Zarba.
Who?
Zach Zarba. I don't have a problem.
They look like a nice crew, actually. They look very friendly and trustworthy.
This guy, Kennedy's been around a long time.
Mr. Oh, yeah, Bill Kennedy? Kennedy. Yeah, I know. Okay.
No,
cool.
I can't complain.
I got no problem with that.
2-0 Raptors.
There we go.
Let's go, Raptors.
100%. 2-0 Raptors.
Let's go, Raptors.
That'd be great.
Hey, I like the fact that we have the shot, though, right in front of us.
No, it's nice. Yeah. Big screen, too.
All right, they missed the three. Let's go. Oh, they got the rebound.
Yep.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh, that's going to be tense. And then they hit a shot.
It's going to be a 10. Yeah, no,
I hate elimination games. I hate the prospect that if we lose, there's no more.
Yeah.
There's no. Like,
It's the party's over. Yeah. Exactly.
Turn out the lights. The party is over. But the party's just getting started here. Don't forget, we have the Sports Rage chaos coming up later. Teddy Covers coming down.
Nice.
And more. It was a great time last night. And we've got Joe Lisi's going to be stepping up. We got Mike Blue and Lisi. They're going to be draft coverage all night. More draft picks coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. We are kicking it live at the MGM Grand. Just watching the Raptors here from afar, 15-12. And we're watching Dave Sherapan from afar as well.
What a suit.
It's quite, that's his draft.
I thought it was the guy from Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
Mike Cardano had a line about Dave's suit. He said, hey, it's the 2022 draft, not the 74 draft.
Exactly.
1974.
And the first pick is Velour.
Yeah, we got to get Sherapan. Sherapan's going to be up there.
Come on.
He's wearing
can we get one segment with him or what?
He's wearing like a velvet suit or something.
Yeah, he's
like
velvet.
That.
Velvet's been selected first.
Yeah, he's like George Costanza. He's drenched in velvet.
Velvet. Crushed green velvet.
All right, so the Raptors and Sixers game has begun.
Yes.
And we're off and running here. Not the only NBA game on the card tonight, Cam. Phoenix Suns, New Orleans Pelicans. Coming up, Dallas Mavericks, Utah Jazz as well. You getting in on the Phoenix Suns and the Pelicans game?
You know what? The Pelicans.
It's a tough game.
It's a very tough game.
But if we like the Pelicans plus the points the other night, you almost have to take the Pelicans.
I agree.
Tonight,
I couldn't agree with you more. I think the Pelicans are a team. Sure.
They could get finished off.
Very easily. But the thing is, the line tells you 3.5. I think we got a good chance tonight. Here's the thing about the Pelicans. They're not going to roll over easy, too. And they actually had chances, Gabe, to get back in that game. It was just one of those things. Bad miss. The other team comes back, and the lead got extended. Everyone thinks if you just look at the box score, oh, they had no chance in the game. They did. They were battling in the game, and a couple breaks went against them. I like the Pelicans. You're going to give me the home dog plus 3.5 in this spot. Got to take it, Morency. Give me the Pelicans.
All right, so countdown to tip-off in New Orleans is on, and of course, countdown to the National Football League draft. The first pick continues as well right now. So we were talking about Jameson Williams earlier, wide receiver out of Alabama. He checks in right now, Cam, at 12.5. 12.5. And I do believe that Garrett Wilson's going to be the first one taken, but then I think there's going to be a little bit of a run on them.
Yes.
I think there's going to be a run on them. I would go under 12.5 with Williams. Because I tell you what, I'm not even sure that Garrett Wilson lasts all the way to 10, but I think he will. So I think the Jets go with Wilson at 10, and then you get the Washington Commanders. I think they're going to go with a receiver too.
You know what? You bring up a great point with the Wilson stuff here for the Jets, because when you look at the receivers, Wilson is the most, as we talked about, great route runner, does all the little things well, above average in all categories, not just a burner that can't run. You have a young quarterback that lost confidence. Don't you want a guy that's going to show up and to get things done, and then you can get on the page and help, Gabe? I love your Wilson pick. I think that's very, very solid.
You know what? Let's see if we get specific.
I want to get specific.
Specific. Yeah, we can here. We'll get to team picks, etc. But so if you're just joining us, too, we brought it up earlier. Eagle fans were asking me who I thought the Eagles were going to take. I said, listen, it's kind of tough. You're picking 15th. But I do believe wide receiver. They had the wide receiver last year. But they need more help for Hurts. Like if you see in a modern NFL, Cam, you need a lot of speed and talent. Like,
big time,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like multiple, like successful teams. Like look at the Rams, a good example. The Rams didn't say, well, we already have Cooper Kupp. We already have Robert Woods. We already have all this stuff. What are we going to bring Beckham in for? Right? And most teams would think, well, we already have guys. It'll upset our chemistry. These championship sort of caliber teams stockpile talent. It's not like basketball where things in like a chemistry issue, like with football is different.
For
like
sure.
Like basketball, you can't just say, oh, bring in every good guy because it will implode. Football is a little different, though. You just stockpile, like, basically what the Bills are doing right now. They kind of figured it out, and I said it. If you're the Bills, you got to go all in. Like, I'm talking all in.
Yep.
Overpay Von Miller, you got him.
Yep.
Right? Get Diggs, all right, you got Diggs staying. Basically, everything that they're doing now, Cam, is all in. Like, the Bills' Super Bowl run is this year. I think the window for the Bills is this year and next year, and then, you know, who knows what happens. Who knows what happens after the fact? I'm getting pointed here. And
oh. It's what?
Would have been better off if you just would have said something else.
Yes, yes, yes. Just yell out, hey.
And it didn't help. We had tourists stopping, looking. Like, what the hell?
Like, wait. Did he found money?
Cam's aunt, uncle here.
Hi, nice to see you. Wow, you flew in from Bellingham, Washington. Didn't see it coming. Go see us.
We got to ignore the premises. That was, that's on us. We got to ignore everything around us. That's the moral of the story. All right, so I got Jameson Williams going under 12.5.
Yeah.
Garrett Wilson is 9.5. I've got Wilson to be the top wide receiver taken, but I'm not sure he's going to go over the – I think he goes 10. Charles Cross.
Interesting.
Love the Charles Cross pick, but it's 6.5. It's minus 200 right now. Charles Cross does not get to 7. All right. I think that Charles Cross is either going to go 5 to the Giants, 6 to the Panthers, 7 to the Giants. So I don't think he gets that far, though, because I think the Giants know that if we don't take him 5, the Panthers will, and we won't get him at 7.
It's an interesting theme you're bringing up. Are you not realizing what's happening? You projecting Wilson to Wilson, and if you remember Giants lore, Cross, a very successful name in Giants football history from the past. So that's something to think about right there. It's crazy. You're putting it together with the puzzles. I actually like Cross a lot.
I've got Kyle Hamilton under 11.5. It's now 12.5. Mm-hmm. So it went against me on this one. I think that Kyle Hamilton, though, potentially is still a top 10 pick. He's too good. A lot of people think that he's actually, a lot of teams had him as like the best player, but he plays safety. And he's not really like one of these, oh, you can move him around guys. No, mm-hmm. he's a safety.
Yeah.
So the thing is, he's a damn good safety, right? But so is Daxton Hill out of Michigan that you can get later, later in the first round. And, you know, we talk about the later picks. I got in. Here's one, too. Here's Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis, over under 13.5. I don't think it gets there, Ken. I think it goes over. Even though this kid is a super freak athlete, he's like basically Shaquille O'Neal on with cleats.
Yep.
But, you know, sort of projecting this out here, Trayvon Walker 1, Aiden Hutchinson 2, let's say Kayvon Thibodeau or one of the linemen 3. And then, all right, Sauce Gardner 5 into the Giants, Derek Stingley Jr. or Cross. Then you get into to me, the Falcons are the first outlier here. Are the Falcons going to take a quarterback? Some people think the Falcons are going wide receiver again. They always go wide receiver.
That's not. I don't think that's a good idea.
If you're Atlanta, you've got to start building something.
Exactly.
Here.
That's the whole thing. You get receivers when you're a team that's close. Atlanta, you're not close. You got a receiver. The disaster with Calvin Ridley. Get off the receiver. That's
Malik
the
Willis
thing.
Is from Atlanta too, Cam.
Makes a lot of sense.
Right. Yeah. He's from Georgia. Yeah. Not even just Georgia. He's actually from Atlanta. They need a quarterback. He's a young guy. You've got Mariota. Under contract now for, 2 years? It's a perfect gap bridge here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? You going to take a top 10 pick on a wide receiver when Marcus Mariota is your quarterback?
That's not a good idea.
What's the point?
Right? Yes.
What's the point? You know, start building out. But after all this talk, man, I just want to, you know, I want to get it on.
I just want to get this damn thing started.
Yeah, and I want to see the first surprise. Who's that going to be? Is it going to be one of the, to me, the first surprises of the draft, I don't think the Panthers are taking Kenny Pickett anymore. I used to think they kind of would, but I'm not buying that they are. But I wouldn't shock me if the Atlanta Falcons at 8 went with Malik Willis. It wouldn't shock me if the Seattle Seahawks at 9 went Pickett or Willis. And then
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're hearing the New Orleans Saints really like Kenny Pickett.
I liked your earlier thing when you said Matt Corral to the Seahawks with like at 30. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to look at that pick at 9 and have to worry about something like that.
Well, we're going to find out in about 45 minutes time. Yeah. We're breaking it down live in Vegas.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions, special edition NFL Draft, live from Las Vegas. We're throwing it down at the MGM Grand, NBA Playoffs, NFL Draft. It's a big night in Sin City this evening. Philadelphia 76ers up 26-19 early on the Toronto Raptors. We'll keep our eye on this game. Raptors seem to be missing some easy early shots, Cam. But game is still early, but it's not that early if you bet on the first quarter.
Exactly. That's the problem, yes. The first quarter is ticking.
Plus that point, they just scored 26-21.
Yeah, we're there.
Got a 5 spot.
Yeah, just play some defense and get through this. Everything will be all right.
One thing that has surprised me about this draft is so far the lack of trades. The fact, I don't know if it's coming. I don't know if, you know, a lot of people have deemed this draft to sort of be like not boring, but uneventful.
Yes.
No, like, superstar offensive quarterbacks. That's the whole thing. It's not the casual fan, like, is like, what? I don't know. I don't know what the hell Jermaine Johnson is, right? Like, so it's a different feel, but every draft sort of turns into something.
With trades.
Yeah.
With
like
wildness.
Like, oh, wow. Like,
yep.
And there's going to be an oh wow moment. There's got to be an oh wow moment coming. But at what point?
Who?
When's that first oh wow moment? Our boy, Cruel Angel, and it's actually the Sports Grid data analytic crew here that just fired in a pick. Says Malik Willis at plus 150 to go in the top 10. He says he likes this now. He thinks the Giants, Malik Willis, 20-1, specifically that Malik Willis goes for the Giants.
I like that number. 20-1?
Listen, you look at Dable, you look at the people that are running the Giants now. They're Buffalo Bills guys. They like big quarterbacks, so I don't know if Willis is big enough. And so that's the one thing with Malik Willis. Not very big. Right? He's 6'1". He's 6'1". He's not like, he's 6'3" type thing.
He's not monster.
He's not that big. So, but he does have a cannon for an arm.
Yes, he does.
I think people are going to take him. I hope that Pickett goes first, but people have been really picking on these quarterbacks. Going to pull the trigger on something. And as I stated, I'm just surprised. There's been no trades, I guess because no one feels like they have to move up, number one. And then, as far as Samuel is concerned, not happening.
No.
Just because Samuel's unhappy right now and bitching on Instagram doesn't mean that they have to take a bad deal.
Exactly. You remember the thing that happened before? What about Kyler Murray in Arizona and all the things that are happening? You said it. And the 49ers aren't going to get fleeced. You want to talk about a player, Gabe, setting records, receiving and rushing and doing all those things. But they're also talking about the future and the way the NFL is changing, like the kid from Arkansas doing something like that. You know what I mean? And it can be done. It's just the 49ers were the team that started it.
And then then you ask yourself as well, the only problem is you have to figure out the financials of it. Are any of these quarterbacks in this draft right now, Cam, better than Baker Mayfield is?
Not much.
No.
Yeah, no.
Not even not much,
yeah. No.
Kenny Pickett's not as good as Baker Mayfield is. Malik Willis could maybe be good, like, you know what I mean? But no, he's not technically as good as Baker was, as polished, as whatnot. Baker Mayfield was the number one pick in the draft. Now, I didn't think he should have been the number one pick in the draft, but he was the top pick in the draft, Cam. He is available right now basically for a football, right? Like, you know, an autographed football. You know, you give me an autographed football, and I'll give you Baker Mayfield, essentially. The only thing is teams know that Cleveland are screwed. He's under contract for $18.5 million, and now Deshaun Watson's making $45 million.
Exactly.
They
numbers.
Can't both be there, so you're going to have to let him go. But you don't really have to let him go. It's sort of like you sort of do a deal with him. I'm just saying, you could get Baker Mayfield for like a fifth-round draft pick.
Why not Seattle do it then?
Right, exactly. But the only thing is, what does Baker want to make now? He's making $18 million a year, which is kind of light on the quarterback scale, right?
It is.
But he's not a $40 million a year quarterback now. Like, and Baker, you have to see that your leverage as far as getting paid, you're just lucky you're going to land somewhere, right? Like, Baker Mayfield, like, because everyone wants raises all the time, Ken. Like, he's going to say, well, I made $18 million, so now you got to give me $25 or $30 million.
And
I'd be like, no.
Not so much.
No.
It's not happening.
No. And another thing is, too, teams don't want to bring Baker Mayfield in just for 1 year. So what, you're going to trade something for a guy who's only on a contract for a year? And
makes
then
no
you
sense.
Could have problems.
Exactly.
You could have problems after. Quite the you're picking up here.
Here's the thing. He's put out on feelers, and he's already talked about it. I don't know whatever it's true or not true. Seattle makes sense. You already have a team there. I don't know. You want to start fresh. Where the hell else is he going to go? You tell me where he's going to go. What other team's going to say, oh, okay, Baker Mayfield, we're going to do this and that.
He wanted to go to Indianapolis. They didn't want him.
Exactly. That's
true. You look at Washington. No one really wants him. Like, they've had their opportunities. But I'm not going to say no one really wants him in a sense, but due to the circumstances of the money that he's making, he's under contract, why would you bail them out? Like, you don't have to give up anything.
No, you don't.
Right? But I'm just stating it's one of these deals. You know, if you have a buddy, right, you're like, listen, I'm going to help you out here. You're kind of screwed, but I will give you a sixth-round pick for this and a fifth-round pick. Mm-hmm. But you've got to eat something for this for me down the road. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know. But if you have a relationship, yeah. It's sort of a give and take.
Yes.
But I do believe that Baker Mayfield is better than the guys that are in this draft.
Yes,
right
he
now.
Is.
So I'm for just sure. saying, if you're a team, and another thing is, too, Baker Mayfield's not old. So it's not like you can say, yeah, well, he's better. Of course he's better. He's been in the league. Yeah, he's better. He's only like, how old is Baker Mayfield?
He's 25, also, 26? But Gabe, you're talking about the wear and tear, the doctors, the surgeries. He's been through a lot. For a guy that isn't as young, he has been through a lot.
Yeah.
In football, he's got wear and tear on him.
We'll see. We'll see. If put it this way, Baker Mayfield, Cam, he's watching this draft, and his future is getting affected by this big time.
Oh, excellent point.
Like put it this way. Like, let's say Seattle come up on the clock, and hey, with the ninth pick, the Seattle Seahawks take Malik Willis.
Yeah.
Bye, Baker. Baker's like, well,
yeah, see ya. Yeah, exactly.
And then literally, he's out of teams.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like every job is going to be taken. So, like, if I'm Baker and I see Seattle doesn't take a quarterback and then doesn't take Corral or whatnot in the second round, then I can start to think, all right, maybe I can make this work. And, if you're Baker, you just say, listen, tell my agent to make it work. Like, tell him, listen, don't
help
get
me
crazy
out here, buddy.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Like, let's get it done
on the Seahawks. But, and then you ask yourself, Cam, is Baker Mayfield better than Drew Lock? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I do.
And is he better than Geno Smith?
Yes. Right. And Geno Smith was great at covering spreads, but Baker Mayfield's still a better quarterback than Geno Smith.
The thing is, you can run the same offense with Baker Mayfield and Russell Wilson.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's going to be the glory days for the Super Bowl, but you can essentially run the same offense. And you'll have a chip on his shoulder as well. Right? He'll have a chip on his shoulder, and he'll be playing for money. Because, you're going to give him money, but
he's playing for his next – exactly. Yeah. Like, he has to perform.
At least a three-year deal, right?
Yes.
You say, listen, you got $18 million coming up here. We're going to tack on another 2 years of this at 15 each.
And just show up and deliver.
And if you play well, you'll cash in for real with your next deal.
Yeah.
Right? But you've got to prove yourself. Very similar to look like Mitch Trubisky had to do. Right? Like, Baker Mayfield's getting humbled. Like, Mitch Trubisky. It's a cold world. I swear, Cam, it wasn't like this before with these quarterbacks. The patience level is thick.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, they used to stick with guys forever.
Like, Jameis Winston had a hard time getting work. Cam Newton. Now you see Baker Mayfield. Like, you go from being the guy in every TV commercial and in the playoffs last year to now not having a job anywhere.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
What did you do? I didn't do anything bad. I played hurt. I wasn't great.
The question is, Gabe, how long was this deal with Progressive? When you're a backup quarterback or not in the league.
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you what. Wow. I think Progressive could be releasing him if why are you going to pay a guy to sell something if the guy doesn't do anything?
That's my point.
Hi, I'm unemployed.
Exactly. I live in a stadium with my girlfriend, and I don't know who I play for.
That'd be a good – see, that would be a funny ad.
See, I agree.
And the ad, he's in the stadium, and security should come up. Hey, you got to go.
This is not your home anymore, Baker.
He's
got to leave.
He still has the keys to the place. He's under contract.
He is.
And the funny thing is – it wouldn't get this far, but the Browns would tell him not to show up. But he should just show up, just to make it really awkward.
That's actually an interesting take.
Right?
You're right, because just say I'm here to work.
Upset people.
Yeah.
The thing with Baker is one of his biggest problems: his personality, his immaturity, the way he handles conflict is not good.
And, no, it's very poor.
You know, he's gotten better at it, but he still shows the immaturity. And look, they basically, the quote, the word that they said was they needed an adult at the quarterback position.
Basically saying you're immature, spoiled, acting like a brat.
They need an adult. And they consider a guy who had 22 sexual lawsuit allegations against him the bigger adult in the room than Baker Mayfield.
Wow. Putting it that way?
Yeah. Right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, it is kind of, he has to be humbled by what's happened. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, for sure.
He has to have been humbled. All right, so we got the Pelicans and the Suns coming back, and Devin Booker is ready to roll. As far as the Raptors are concerned, Cam, we lose the first quarter.
Yep.
34-29. Philadelphia 76ers up after 12 minutes, 34-29. Kind of a higher scoring first quarter. I think the in-game under is worth a look.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Start to tighten up as the game goes on here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. We're kicking it live in Las Vegas, Nevada at the MGM Grand. Countdown to the National Football League draft is on. Let's do this thing. We are on the clock. Start selecting. They got like a fashion show going on here.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, what?
I look up. I'm like, what am I? What am I, an idiot? Did the draft start?
Yeah, exactly.
I see players coming out on the stage. They got a fashion show. Yeah. Hey, listen, none of these guys are going to look as good as me and Cam do. And our we're dressed That's more great. Like six-round draft.
Yeah.
Like
at the men's warehouse, I'm a seventh-round selection. Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, Cam comes in Mr. Irrelevant, last pick of the draft.
Yes.
It's quite the setup they have.
Oh, it's beautiful. Look at it. You said it, man. Wow. It is packed.
Look at all the people.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
I said, it's like.
Holy. It's still going.
It's like the Us Festival.
It is. It's not stopping.
Look at it.
Oh, my God. That is nuts.
And all those people are going to be flying in here in about 2 hours after.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point.
Trickling in.
Yeah, yikes.
We got to get something to eat before they get back.
Oh, that's a great point. I already thought, that's going to be trouble.
36, 33 for the Philadelphia 76ers right now over the Toronto Raptors. And we got to, I don't know what's going on here now.
Some lady with a headdress.
Something.
Okay.
Hopefully she doesn't fall off.
It's Ukrainian stuff, I think. Yeah. Okay, I see what's going on here.
I was going to say, hopefully she doesn't fall off the stage and Matt Stafford laughs at her. Oh, it's Ukraine, man.
I didn't know what was going on either. Yeah, I figured it out.
And NFL supports Ukraine.
Big time.
All right, so updated numbers here right now. This is our final segment. And, hey, listen, guys, we got a great cast coming up here after Joe Lisi, Mike Blewett. Kaplan is on site and is going to be checking in with the crew after picks and everything like that. So we're going to set it up. They're going to knock them down. We got to give the people the best bets on the way out here. I'm telling you guys right now, if you can still get in on this, total wide receivers taken in the first round, over under 6.5. I say under. I don't see where the 7 coming from. I got in on over 15.5. Over 15.5 defensive players taken in the first round. Garrett Wilson to be the first wide receiver taken. I'm already in on Kenny Pickett to be the first quarterback taken. That's more of a gamble. It was plus 250. I think that could go either way. And we called our shot. So Philadelphia Eagles, wide receiver plus 200, Chris Olave to the Philadelphia Eagles with the 15th pick. That's my prediction.
That's
for
bold.
Eagles.
I love it. Exact pick. Yeah, I Jermaine Johnson's my guy, Gabe, the 190 juice. I told you, Aiden Hutchinson, it's one of those picks that you make before, and now you look at the juice, and I'm glad I'm there because I really believe he is going to be going to the Detroit Lions. I do agree with your pick, analyzing the wide receivers in the first round. There's no way. There's no way. Seven. We think we get five or six tops, not seven receivers. I love that pick as well.
Jameson Williams under 12 and a half. I know the choir's playing.
Yeah.
It's getting real. So it's like a Super Bowl.
It's kind of churchy. It was Super Bowl. Yeah, no, I see it very. Yeah, it's nice.
People are crying.
Yep. It's emotional.
I'm going to be crying in 2 hours if the Raptors don't win the game. I'll tell you that.
Yes. Yeah, they're clawing back. They're trying. Hey, here we go. It took the lead. 37-36. There's no quitting these guys. There's no quit.
All right, they set a prop up here.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett, over under 15 and a half. What do you say? Over under 15 and a half, Kenny Pickett.
Under.
I say under, too.
Under.
I say under.
Somebody's going to, if he's there, somebody's got to take him.
See all the stars here in the house?
Yeah, yeah.
So Adam Kaplan.
Yeah, he's just rolling in, looking slick.
All right, so you're saying Kyle Hamilton over under 12 and a half. I bet it at 11 and a half. I bet it at 11 and a half, so I got to go.
Over.
No, I bet 11 and a half to the under.
Oh, you bet to the under.
Yeah.
Okay, and you got a better number. Okay, I see.
No, I got a worse number.
12 and a half compared to 11 and a half, right?
I bet him under 11 and a half.
And now it's 12 and a half. Yeah, you got a worse number.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was, okay.
No, you just.
No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Yeah, okay. Anyway, yes, we'll move forward.
No, I got the worst number.
Yes, you did. You got a worse number.
Me.
Yes,
it did. I like it a lot. I liked it at 11 and a half, so I got to like it at 12 and a half. I don't think, now there's a moment of silence for Dwayne Haskins.
That's unbelievable what happened there. That was.
Show some respect for Dwayne Haskins.
I agree.
Here. I tell you, the NFL's hitting all the right spots here.
You're right. They're doing a great job.
The Ukraine and a choir.
Dwayne Haskins.
Moment of silence, Dwayne Haskins.
You're right. They're getting it done properly.
And now here come the, now you got to show some love for the vets. Here come the troops. I told you, it's a Super Bowl. It feels that way. It has that sort of, right?
Like that big time event feel, for sure.
All right, so, we're getting a big, big night. We got NBA playoffs going on, NFL draft. The Pelicans and the Suns have gotten started. Other picks right now. What can we give you that's still on the board here, coming up here? Charles Cross under 6.5, but you got to lay juice.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Pickett at 15.5. I think someone's going to grab him. I think someone's going to sneakily grab him. And I've got Kenny Pickett being the first quarterback taken over Malik Willis. But I got it at plus 250.
Now it's plus 150. Yeah, so if you hit that, it's like hitting 2.5.
Yeah, I sort of rolled the dice.
That's good. That's the as we talked about.
Well, Garrett Wilson to be the first wide receiver taken. We got it at plus 150, but he's now minus 175. But I still think it's going to hit. It's not great value, but it's a tough draft, man.
It really is.
It's a tough draft. Like, I remember last year, we were like, oh, take Trey Lance plus 350 to be this, and I had like confident opinions and stuff on like these bold picks. I don't know. Now, no one really knows.
Yeah, the whole point is no one knows. Like, you can make a mock draft. You can have opinions. No, nobody knows until this thing's going to happen. But I will say, I know you said there hasn't been any trades. I think there is going to be trades. There's going to be shakeups, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen during the draft, and it's going to get real wild. Trust me.
Yeah, the lack of trades has really surprised me.
It'll change.
And that's all it's going to take. And it's like drafts, like fantasy drafts, like any draft.
It's a domino.
As soon as one weird thing happens, right? As soon as one weird thing happens, then it's sort of the floodgates will open. But you're right. I mean, the trades won't start to happen until the draft starts, and we'll see which way it goes. All right, NBA basketball right now. What's the new score now?
We're up 3. 42-39.
Who's we?
The Toronto Raptors.
I'm an unbiased.
No, I forgot. No, yeah. you don't pick favorites.
No, I'm unbiased. So it's there are no we. It's just we just covered a game. No, good start. Raptors up 43-39 now.
I like it.
Get that first half bet.
Oh, yeah. That would be great. It's actually essential.
It's been a little while since I've been at the window.
I love going to the window. I'm going to tell you, I went to the horse book today. I went, like, I played horses. We bet on the Blue Jay game earlier, parlayed. Love it. Love tickets. The feel of tickets, like the feel of currency.
It's not like the old days, yeah. Man. Sometimes at FanDuel, I'd have, like,
mitts of them.
I had like 37
a box.
So far, just two.
Yep.
So far, just
but,
two.
But good, nice numbers. That's the thing.
Yeah, Raptors. I got the Raptors first half. Raptors game. The first quarter bet, I didn't get here. Yeah, so that one, I wasn't a cash
that's
play.
Good.
So it's good.
Yeah.
Now they got the flyover. National anthems. Countdown to best bets.
It's
what do you got
real.
For us? So it's 17-15 for the Phoenix Suns. Right now, what are you doing with the Mavericks game later on, Cam?
It's a great question, Gabe. I'm actually going to take the Mavericks. I'm going to take the Mavericks. I really don't like what I see from the Jazz. I'm actually surprised when I look at this. I'm like, okay, Dallas is -1.5. I could be fooled. The thing about the Utah Jazz is I'm just not buying in. I like Dallas. I think they're a better team than them. It's 1.5 on the road. You could take the money line at MGM bet. It's -115. Why not? That's what I like. I tell you, I think the Pelicans, that's the play in that game, and I like the Dallas Mavericks.
All right. NFL draft now moments 10 minutes away. Now, is it really going to be right at the top, or is it going to be? Are we?
I got to be honest with you.
10 minutes away.
I got to be. I think it's going to be a milk job, and I think if you want to give me like a spread, whatever time it is, I'll probably take the over. I'm thinking more around the lines of 5:10 to 5:15.
So this will be the Morenci mock draft. I don't agree with it. I'm not saying this is what I would do, but this is what is going to happen. Trayvon Walker, Jacksonville, Aiden Hutchinson, Detroit.
Yep.
Kayvon Thibodeau, Houston.
Gardner.
Sauce Gardner, Jets. Charles Cross, Panthers. Then where's Ekwonu? You know what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where's Ekwonu? Yeah, this guy's all, what was he? 9-1, now +450. Okay. Like, nobody knows anything. That's the whole point. Nobody knows. Oh, we can have our projection, our draft boards. I'll tell you one thing. Laying -500 with a guy that might not even go there is insane to me. But he should be the first pick. But who knows? Crazier things happen. It's the Jaguars.
Yeah.
That's all we need to know.
I already got the bets in on Evan Neal. I got Evan Neal under 4.5, which I think is going to be a loser. And I've got Ekwonu over 3.5.
Mm.
Which could be a loser, too. A lot of people think the Texans are taking Ekwonu. I don't see why or what, yeah. Why. So, like, why would that be deemed some sort of lock or anything like that?
No, it's not. It's the farthest thing from a lock.
So, I don't know. You know, it's unpredictable. The Texans are the unpredictable key here. The Giants are, I think the Giants would like to get out of this with a DB and an offensive lineman.
The Texans need so much, but they do need protection. Like, you know, it's one of those things, like, you got to build from the foundation. You build from the lines.
So, Matt Corral, over 33.5. Desmond Ritter, under 30.5. I think Desmond Ritter sneaks in the back end of the first round here. I think Matt Corral goes mid-second round. We got in Breece Hall. Breece Hall, under 39.5 as well.
It's a great number. I think he goes way before that. I love that.
Kyle Hamilton, under 12.5. After this, it's not much more we can give and do.
Nope, that's it. Just going to watch it go down, and hopefully you make the right decisions.
All right, so thank you to everybody here at the MGM Grand. The crew is going to take over right now. We got a great crew stepping up and in. They're going to have coverage for you all night long. We'll be back with Sports Rage Late Night tonight. You know how we roll, Sirius XM Channel 159. Thanks to everybody that came down to watch the show. And now we watch the Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers and the NFL Draft at a world-class sports book, the MGM Grand. Great scene here, Cam. Going to be a great time back here. going to start to use some of these drink tickets.
Yes. Yes. Drink tickets will be used. Man, I'm going to play some ponies, watch the draft, bet everything. Let's rock. Yeah, old school paper.
It's like so they used to say on The Price is Right. Come on down. Come on down. And listen, man, wait till Saturday morning. It's going to be me, Cam, and Pharrell. That's going to be a crew Saturday morning. But we've got Mike Blewett, Sheriff Penn. We've got Kaplan. We got Joe Lisi. We got Carver and Pharrell hanging out in the sports book. Me and Cam are going to be hanging out all night here as well. Let's get it done. May the winners be yours. Hope you enjoy the draft. Keep it locked right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important...
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's going on, everybody? This is Dane Martinez back in our New York studios closing out Game Time Decisions. We are just minutes away from our wall-to-wall coverage of the NFL draft. It's going to be Mike Blewett, Joe Lisi, the consigliere, Dave Sharapan, Adam Kaplan, and myself breaking down every single pick and trying to figure out how to make some money off of it. I told you about the running back prop last time around. Could the Buffalo Bills be a team that actually bucks the trend and values the running back position enough to use a first-round pick on it? I think it could be the cherry on top for the Bills. And Breece Hall, the running back from Iowa State, could be that guy. We also talked about the quarterback prop. Could the Detroit Lions, at the back end of the first round, actually make that quarterback prop a winner, going with a guy like Corral or Howell or Desmond Ridder? Here's the other thing. We are only minutes away from the NFL draft, and we haven't had the big-time trade just yet. In years past, you have seen teams going up into the top five trying to get potential franchise quarterbacks. We have not seen that just yet. Maybe it's because people don't think this quarterback class has the generational blue-chip kind of prospect, or maybe it's just because they are waiting until they are on the clock. We on the grid here at Sports Grid are on the clock to give you our coverage, but here's some names you need to notice, okay? Will the Browns move Baker Mayfield tonight? Could it be to a Seattle, to an Atlanta, to a Carolina? And a name to watch early on in the first round is the San Francisco wide receiver D-Ball Samuel. Debo has requested a trade, and there are a number of teams that have been rumored to potentially be connected to Debo Samuel, not the least of which is the New York Jets, who have plenty of draft capital, not only two second-rounders, but the number 4 overall pick and the number 10 overall pick. We'll see if Debo moves, if anybody else moves, and all the picks. We got the NFL Sports Grid draft coverage starting now.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.